As I begin, before I start, I would like to say thank you.
在我开始前，我先要说谢谢。
Thank you for your support of our missionary Egal in Israel.
谢谢你们一直支持我们的宣教士温以高宣教士。
We're so encouraged that you stand with us as we seek to bring the good news of Jesus to Jewish people there.
我们很受激励，因为你们一直与我们同在，让我们在我们分享。传福音给犹太人的时候，你们是与我们在一起的。
Egal works among homeless drug addicts and alcoholics in Tel Aviv.
温以高宣教士呢，他在以色列的这个特拉维夫呢，跟这些酗酒的或是有毒瘾的，在他们当中工作。
And since the war started, he has told me that there are many more people on the streets because of the stress of the war. They've turned to drugs.
在战争开始以后呢，他发觉有更多的人就是在街上，因为这个压力呢，让人们就开始转向毒，或者是毒品，或者是酒精。
But even just earlier this week, he's had another Jewish man come off drugs and to give his life to Jesus Christ.
但是就在上个礼拜呢，他传福音给这一位就是这个有毒瘾的这位，他就愿意决志信耶稣。
So thank you again.
谢谢各位。
So today we'll be reflecting on that passage from Genesis chapter 11, 27 through 12, 9.
所以今天我们在这边所分享的信息从创世纪经文11章到12章第9节。
We're going to be thinking about the call of Abraham as our call to mission.
所以我们要来想到这个亚伯拉罕的呼召跟我们的这个宣教的呼召是如何的连结。
I want us to think about Abraham as our example and encouragement in bringing God's message of salvation to those we know and love.
所以我们想把亚伯拉罕当作是我们的榜样跟一个激励，因为他把上帝的救恩传给我们所认识跟我们所爱的人。
Now for me as a Jewish person, Abraham has always been a hero.
对我一个犹太而言呢，亚伯拉罕就好是我的英雄。
He's one of my favorite Bible characters.
他也是我最喜欢的这个圣经人物之一。
He's also an ancestor.
他也是我的祖先。
He's my great 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 grandfather.
他是我的曾曾曾曾曾曾曾祖父。
He's also a wonderful example of the sacrifice that we must endure.As we are obedient to God's call to mission.
他也是一个很好的榜样，说明我们在顺服神的使命的时候，我们必须要忍受的牺牲。
But Abraham's not just my ancestor, he's also your ancestor.
但是亚伯拉罕不只是我的祖先，也是各位的祖先。
Because in Romans chapter 4, Paul writes that Abraham is father of us all.
因为罗马书四章，保罗写着，亚伯拉罕是我们所有人的父亲。
So there are many lessons that we can learn from our great-grandfather Abraham, who was God's very first called missionary.
所以我们可以从我们的这个曾曾曾祖父亚伯拉罕身上学到很多功课。他也是上帝呼召的第一位宣教士。
So this morning I want us to think about God's call for each and every one of us to share Jesus with the world around us.
所以今天早上我希望呢，带着大家一起来思考神如何呼召我们每一个人与我们四周围的这个人跟世界来分享耶稣。
But I want to think about it as a journey with God, just as Abraham went on a journey with God.
但是我希望说我们可以把它想象成或理解成这是与神同行的一段路，就好像亚伯拉罕一样。
Now when we go on a journey, we have to start somewhere.
当我们讲说旅途，我们当然要从哪一个地方开始出发。
And we all begin in the same place that Abraham started.
而我们都跟亚伯拉罕一样，从同样的地方出发。
And in Genesis, that place has a name.
在创世纪当中，这个地方是有名字的。
It's called barrenness.
就是荒芜不结果。
So when we are barren, we have nothing. We are fruitless and empty andSo our journey with God starts with barrenness.
所以当我们是荒芜不结果时，我们是一无所有的， 我们是徒劳的、空虚的。所以当我们与神同行的出发点就是这个荒芜不结果。
And so we start with God's call for us to come out of barrenness.
所以呢，上帝呼召我们脱离这样的光景，荒芜的光景。
Now, when we look at the story of Abraham in Genesis 11, it actually takes place in that part of the book within the greater story of human history.
在创世记11章，我们看到亚伯兰的这个故事是跟在一个更大的人类的这个历史当中的。一个接点。
And we see at the start of Genesis a repeated pattern.
所以从创世纪开始，我们就看到它是一个很重复的一个模式。
This pattern is a series of sin and then God's judgment.
而这模式就好像是一系列的一个罪跟上帝的审判。
Think about it. There's the sin of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and then the judgment of death on the world.
所以我们看到亚当夏娃的罪在那伊甸园当中，而上帝对世界的审判就是死亡。
Then there's the sinful rebellion of evil people and the judgment of the flood of waters covering the whole earth.
然后呢，邪恶的人的那个罪恶跟悖逆，跟上帝用洪水来覆盖全地的审判。
And then there is the sin in Babel with the prideful building of a tower to the heavens.
然后呢，巴别塔的罪，他们很骄傲的要建造一头通往天堂的塔。
And then God's judgment by scattering and confusing people and languages, and so today I need a translator.
而神的审判就是分散、混淆人的语言，那就好像今天我需要翻译一样。
With all of the sin and judgment, the world at this stage in the Bible seems barren of any of God's blessing.
所以我们看到在这些罪恶跟审判当中，那个时候的世界，事实好像就是很荒芜，没有上帝的祝福。
But then we come to Genesis chapter 11, verses 27 through 32, the beginning of our reading.
所以呢，我们就来到我们刚刚的这个读经的地方，创世纪十一章二七到三十二节。
And these verses link the general history of humanity into focusing on a specific family chosen by God to bring His blessing to the whole earth.
而这段经文呢，是把人类的这样子一个大的这样一个历史，连接到这样子一个特别的被神拣选的一个家族，他要把他的祝福带给全世界。
But even in these verses, we find barrenness.
但是即使在这一段的经文当中，我们也看到是荒芜不结果的。
Look at verse 30 of chapter 11.
那我们来看11章30节。
It says, Now Sarai was barren, she had no children.
撒来不育，没有孩子。
So God desires to bring blessing to the earth,Through Abraham and Sarah, he wants to make a missionary nation through them, but we read that Sarai is barren.
神渴望透过亚伯拉罕跟莎拉将他的祝福带到全世界，他想透过他们建立一个宣教的国家，但是我们看到这边写莎莱是不孕的。
So this family begins its journey in barrenness.
所以呢，这个家庭呢，是从这样荒芜不结果的光景开始了他们的旅途。
Abraham and Sarah can have no children. Their missionary nation cannot exist.
亚伯拉罕跟撒来不能有孩子，所以他们的这个宣教国家呢也不存在的。
Their lives are barren from a future and a hope.
他们的生活是没有未来也没有盼望的。
And barrenness is our human spiritual condition.
这荒芜不结果就像我们的灵性光景。
Barrenness is within our nature.
就是在我们的本性当中。
We have no power within ourselves to create a future.
我们没有任何的能力来创造未来。
We didn't in the beginning and we still do not today.
我们一开始没有，我们到现在也还是没有。
Without God's help, we cannot know Him, we cannot experience His life.
没有神的帮助，我们无法认识他并经历他的生命。
Without God's help, we are without hope.
没有神的帮助，我们没有盼望。
Abraham and Sarah's story is our story before God calls us, because then all we know is a life of barrenness.
亚伯拉罕跟撒来的故事就像我们在上帝呼召我们之前的故事一样，我们所知道的只是荒芜贫瘠不结果的生命。
That's why our responsibility to share the message of Jesus is so vital and important.
这是为什么分享耶稣福音的责任是如此如此的重要。
After all, how can anyone hear of God's call from barrenness today if we don't share it?
因为如果我们不分享，人如何能从这样荒芜不结果的光景听到神的福音呢？
That is why Paul asks us such a very important question in Romans chapter 10, verse 14.
这也是为什么保罗在罗马书十章十四节问我们这个最重要的问题。
He writes, How then can they call on the one they've not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?
然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？
As God's people, we are called to mission to make disciples of Jesus.
作为神的子民，我们被呼召要去宣教，使人做耶稣的门徒。
But we must come out of barrenness and share Jesus.
我们必须从那样荒芜的光景出来，来分享耶稣。
We must allow God to use us so that His new life will spring into the barren and lost lives of those around us.
我们必须让神来使用我们，使得他新生命能够涌入这个众人的那样荒芜贫瘠的生命当中。
That's exactly what happened to me.
这就是发生在我身上的事情。
That's how I can stand before you today, saved by God's grace.
这是为什么今天我可以站在众人面前靠着神的恩典得救。
I was a young Jewish person without Jesus.
我是一个没有耶稣的一个年轻的犹太人。
I was full of despair and had a deep fear of death.
我充满了绝望而对死亡的一个深深的恐惧。
I was afraid that after this life there is nothing.
我很怕过了这一生什么都没了。
But God placed a faithful Christian friend into my life.
而神在我的生命中摆了一位忠心的基督徒朋友。
He shared Jesus with me.
他与我分享耶稣。
Through his words and example, he led me to a saving faith.
通过他的话跟榜样，他引导我获得那样子一个得救的信心。
Through Jesus, I experienced God's forgiveness, His love, His hope.
透过耶稣，我经历了神的宽恕、神的爱跟神的盼望。
Without Jesus, there is only barrenness.
没有耶稣，只有荒芜、贫瘠、不结果。
So this is our call to share the life and love Jesus offers to those God has placed in our lives, and to trust Him for the fruit.
这是我们的呼召。分享耶稣给神在放在我们周围的人，他们给他们个新的生命跟爱，相信上帝会让他结出果子。
So our journey with God and His mission takes us from the point of hopelessness and barrenness.
所以呢，神的使命跟这个与神同在这个旅程，是我们从绝望跟荒芜的光景出来。
But it's from there that God calls us to break with the past.
但是从那里神呼召我们要脱离那样子的过去。
And so God's call from barrenness brings us into the second stage of our journey, of our mission walk with God.
所以神从那样一个荒芜的光景呼召我们进入与神同行的这样一个第二个阶段。
That second stage is called God's call to obedience.
那第二个阶段就是神对我们一个顺服的呼召。
For humans who like to do things our own way, obedience is not a popular word.
对于这样个人主义盛行的现在的人类呢，顺服并不是一个很受欢迎的词。
To obey means to act on the will and command of someone else.
顺服意味着要按照别人的意思跟命令来做事。
And for us believers, it means that we have to do what God wants.
而对我们信徒而言，也就是说，我们要顺服神，做神要我们做的事。
As a new Christian, I remember going to church and singing the words to a hymn.
做一个新的基督徒，我记得我曾唱过一首老的诗歌。
It went like this.
就像这样子。
Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
信靠顺服，因为出此意外，不能得耶稣喜爱，唯有信靠顺服。
Well done. But when I sang those words, I remember feeling really unhappy. I felt there was so many areas in my life where I wasn't trusting and obeying.
我还记得当我唱这诗歌的时候，我其实不开心，因为我知道说在我生命中有很多地方我还没有顺服。
But you know, as I have grown in the Lord over the years, as I have submitted myself more to God's will in my life, I have grown more happy.
但是当我在主里头的成长，我在生命当中有更多的顺服神的时候，我也变得更加喜乐。
Now when I think of the word obedience, I feel relaxed and even excited.
事实上现在我看想到顺服，我觉得很轻松，甚至很兴奋。
Because I know now that obedience brings new life. It brings God's blessing. It brings God's friendship.
因为我知道顺服会带来新的生命，带来神的祝福跟神的团契。
When God called Abraham to leave his country and his family in verses 1 to 3, it was a call that required obedience in order for Abraham to be freed from his barren situation.
所以神在第一节到三节呼召亚伯拉罕离开他的家乡的时候，这是一个呼召需要顺服的，所以亚伯拉罕就可以从那样一个荒芜的光景离开。
You see, in this story, not only was Sarai barren physically, but they were also spiritually barren.
在经文里头，我们看到撒来不仅是身体上面的不孕，在灵里头他们也是荒芜不育的。
The people in Ur, the city where they lived, worshipped many gods.
他们所居住的城市乌尔，人们是多神崇拜的。
In fact, Jewish tradition teaches that Abraham's father was an idol maker.
所以犹太传统事实上教导说，亚伯拉罕的父亲他就是一个制造偶像的。
There's an old story that the rabbis tell us in the synagogue.
所以呢，有一个老的故事，这个在会堂里面的拉比告诉我们的。
It's about Abraham's last interaction with his father before he left the city of Ur.
是关于亚伯拉罕跟他父亲最后的一个相处，在他离开乌尔以前。
And the story goes like this.
这故事就是这样。
One day, after God had spoken to Abraham, he watched his father load up his donkey and cart and go out for the day to sell his idols.
所以呢，当上帝跟亚伯拉罕说话以后呢，亚伯拉罕看到他爸爸呢，就是装载着这个驴子跟马车，准备出去呢卖偶像。
Then Abraham went into the warehouse where his father made and stored his idols, and he took a hammer.
所以亚伯拉罕就走到他爸爸做偶像、放偶像那样一个工作的地方。
With that hammer, he went around and he smashed up all of the idols in the warehouse except for one.
所以他拿起锤子就砸碎了所有的偶像，只留一个。
He then placed the hammer at the feet of that one remaining idol, and he left.
然后他就把锤子放在这个偶像的这个脚下，然后走出去了。
Later, at the end of the day, Abraham's father came home.
所以呢，后来呢，他爸爸回来了。
He went into his warehouse.
他到他这个工作仓库的地方。
He saw all the idols were destroyed.
他看到所有的偶像都被砸碎了。
And he let out a very loud scream.
所以大叫尖叫着。
Ah, Abraham, Abraham, come here.
亚伯拉，亚伯拉，你过来。
What have you done to my idols?
你对我的偶像做了什么？
My business is ruined.
我生意毁了。
Abraham immediately came running, and when he came into the warehouse, had this amazing look of surprise.
所以亚伯拉罕赶快跑过来呢，在看着那个工作坊呢，就满脸的惊讶。
He said, "Father, I didn't do it."
他说，父亲，我没有做这个。
Look, that fat idol, the one with the big smile, sitting there with the hammer in his lap. He's the one who did it.
所以呢，你看那个胖胖的偶像，就是那个大大笑容的那个。他的那个膝上面有那个锤子，是他做的。
His father replied, Abe, don't tell lies.
他爸爸说，亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕，不要说谎。
That idol is not alive. I made it with my own two hands.
那偶像不是活的，是我自己做的。
It is impossible for the idol I made to do that.
我做的偶像是没办法做这样事的。
And this great look of sadness came over Abraham's face.
亚伯拉罕这时候就脸上就很忧伤的表情。
He looked his father in the eyes.
他看着他父亲，对他父亲的眼。
And he said, because you know you made it, how can you worship this false god and encourage others to do the same?
既然你知道他是你做的，你怎么还能够敬拜这个假神，而且鼓励别人去做呢？
With those words, Abraham sadly broke with his family.
说完这话，亚伯拉罕很伤心的就跟他的家人告别。
He obeyed God and he left the city of Ur.
他顺服了神，离开了乌尔。
God hadn't told him where to go yet, but Abraham was still faithful.
神没有告诉他要去哪里，但是亚伯拉罕很有信心。
He took his wife Sarai and his nephew Lot and he left.
带着他的妻子撒来跟他的侄子罗德离开了。
And in response to Abraham's obedience, God blessed him.
回应亚伯拉罕的顺服，神祝福他。
God told Abraham in verse 2 that he would be a blessing, and in verse 3, he says that those who cursed him would be cursed.
在第二节，上帝告诉亚伯拉罕说他会成为祝福。在第三节，他说那些咒诅他的人会受到咒诅。
Abraham was a living witness for God.
亚伯拉罕是上帝一个活生生的见证人。
If others would listen and act on God's message through Abraham, then they would also know God and have God's blessing.
如果其他人能够透过亚伯拉罕能够听而且照神的话来做，他们就会认识神而得到神的祝福。
But if Abraham's message was ignored, then those who scorned it would remain cursed and cut off from God.
如果亚伯拉罕的讯息被忽视，那么那些蔑视他的人就会继续受到咒诅，与神隔绝。
So as Abraham was obedient, he moved from barrenness into God's blessing and new life.
所以当亚伯拉罕顺服的时候，他从那样一个荒芜的光景进入神的祝福跟新的生命。
And he became a vessel that God would use to bring new life to others.
他成为神用来给别人带来新生命的器皿。
And the wonderful thing is that that is exactly what God desires to do through you and me today.
而更奇妙的是，这就是神也是希望能够透过你我所达到的。
But to experience that, we must keep being obedient to God.
所以要经历亚伯拉罕的经历呢，我们必须要继续的顺服神。
If you stop obeying, then you move back into the old Genesis.
如果你不顺服，那你就回到那个旧的。
You move back into the old creation where there is sin and pain and barrenness.
回到那旧的创造当中，那里有罪、有痛苦跟荒芜的光景。
Of course, as we obey God, we must make sacrifices.
当然，我们顺服神的时候，我们必须要做出牺牲。
But when we do obey God, then we receive His blessing.
我们顺服神的时候，我们就会得到他的祝福。
We receive His blessing for us and for those who hear His message through us and are saved.
我们被祝福，而且那些通过我们听到他的福音的而得救的人也得到祝福。
So I came to know Jesus when I was 14 years old.
当我14岁的时候，我认识了耶稣。
And as a young Jewish person who believed in Jesus, I was scared to tell my parents.
作为一个相信耶稣的一个年轻的犹太人，我不敢告诉我的父母。
But God was changing me, and God was changing my behavior, and I knew that soon my parents would start asking questions.
但是神正在改变我，而改变我的行为，所以很快的，我的父母就会发现了。
I also wanted to start going to church, but I knew that I needed my parents' permission so that I could go.
所以，而且我开始想去教会，我需要父母亲的同意才能去。
So after 6 months of believing in Jesus, I finally decided it was time to tell them.
所以呢，经过了六个月的情形呢，我决定告诉他们我相信耶稣。
It took me a few weeks to get up my courage.
花了几个礼拜鼓起勇气。
But when I finally told them, they were very angry and very upset.
但我终于告诉他们的时候，他们非常的生气，非常的沮丧。
And as a result, my father did not speak to me for 6 years.
结果呢，我父亲六年没有跟我说话。
I was forbidden to go to church.
我被禁止去教会。
I had to get my Christian teaching on cassettes and I hid them in my socks.
所以我必须要把这个那个讲道呢放在那个录音带里面，然后藏在我的袜子里面。
I had to hide my Bible in a hole in my mattress so my parents wouldn't find it and throw it away.
我必须要把我的圣经藏在我床垫的一个洞里面，所以我的爸妈不会发现，然后把它丢掉。
Those early years at home were very hard and very painful.
那段在家的那样时间是非常的困难，非常的痛苦。
But here's why I still get excited about obedience.
但是我仍然对顺服神如此的兴奋。
Because I've never known the presence and love of God more than I did in those early years of difficult obedience at home.
因为呢，在那些年当中的那么艰难的顺服当中，我大大的经历神的同在跟神的爱，这从来没有过的那样的经历。
Obedience is seldom easy or convenient.
顺服很少是容易的或是方便的。
But it is the only way to know God, experience His blessing, and bring it to the world.
但是它是认识神，经历他的祝福，并且将他祝福带给世界的一个唯一的途径。
If Abraham did not obey God and leave the city of Ur, we would not have seen Isaac born.
如果亚伯拉罕不顺服神，离开吾尔，那我们就不会看到以撒诞生。
And without Isaac being born, then we would have no family line to bring us the Messiah, Jesus.
以撒没有诞生，那我们就没有那个家谱连到弥赛亚耶稣的诞生。
And so it is that without our obedient participation in Jesus' mission,
所以如果我们没有顺服的来参与耶稣的使命，
bringing God's message to the world,
把神的救恩福音传给世界，
there would be no hope.
那就没有希望了。
The world would remain barren, separated from God and His salvation.
世界仍然保持那样的荒芜贫瘠的光景，与神跟他的救恩隔绝。
How can they hear without someone preaching to them?
他们没有人传道，如何能听见呢？
So we've looked at the barrenness that God has called us from.
所以我们看了神呼召我们脱离那样荒芜跟贫瘠。
We've considered the obedience required in order to receive new life and to bring God's blessing to others.
我们也刚刚谈到，因为顺服所带来那样一个新的生命，而把神的祝福传给。
Now we move to verses 4 to 9 of Genesis 12.
我们来到创世记12章4到9节。
They help us remember the ultimate destination of our walk with God.
而这段经文帮助我们记得跟神同行的一个最终的目的。
God's call to His journey with a future and a hope.
神对他与他同行这旅途的一个呼召是有未来跟希望的未来。
Now verses 4 to 9 track Abraham's journey through the land where he starts in the north and he goes down to the south.
四到九节记载了亚伯拉罕从北到南的这样子一个旅途。
Now when I talk to most people and they have an imagination of what Abraham was like, they think of him like a traveler or a nomad, a Bedouin.
大多数人把亚伯拉罕想象成他是一个流浪者，是一个像游牧民族一样。
That's not actually true though.
但事实并非如此。
Abraham was more like a man in a suit.
亚伯拉罕就好像是我们一样，就是像那样穿西装的。
He was a city dweller.
他事实上是城市人。
He was an urban man until he was quite old.
事实上呢，在他年纪大离开以前，他一直都是城市的居民。
In fact, archaeologists have dug Ur and they found that the city that Abraham lived in had a sewage system and water system.
事实上呢，考古学家在做这个考古的过程，发现这吾尔的这个地方呢，都已经有下水道了，非常这个现代的一个装备。
So Abraham left all that.
亚伯拉罕就离开那个地方。
And from verse 4, he begins a journey.
从第四节开始，他出发了，他开始一个旅程。
And although he is promised a land by God, he never possesses it.
虽然神应许他一块土地，但他从来没有拥有。
He just keeps walking in obedience with God.
他只是继续与神同行，顺服神。
Abraham is one who never in this life arrives in his destination.
亚伯拉罕在他一生当中从来就没有到达他的目的地。
As followers of Jesus, like Abraham, we are also on a journey through life.
像作为一个耶稣的追随者，像亚伯拉罕一样，我们也是在这样一个人生的一个旅途当中。
And the world calls out to us to settle down and get the security of a permanent home.
这个世界要我们安顿下来，从这个永这留在这里呢，得到那样一个安全感。
But the Bible says that all this around us is not home.
但圣经告诉我们，在我们四周围这些，这不是我们的家。
The Bible gives us a radical call to a continual journey with God to the home that God is preparing for us.
圣经呢，给我们一个很强烈的一个呼召，让我们不断的与神同行，直到他为我们所预备的家。
Abraham and Sarah never claimed a home here.
亚伯拉罕跟撒拉呢，从未在这世界上自称为家。
They only looked forward to the home that God was preparing for them in His city, in His kingdom.
他们只是羡慕一个家乡，就神已经在他的城、他的国度中为他们预备的家。
How do we know this?
我们如何知道呢？
Well, wonderfully, the New Testament has a commentary on the passage that we're looking at in Genesis.
因为在这个新约里面呢，在希伯来书里面有很清楚的把这段做一个解释。
The commentary on this is found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 8 to 16, and it tells us all about Abraham.
而这段解释就在希伯来书11章8到16节，让我们知道亚伯拉罕的事情。
This is what it says.
他这样读的。亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知往哪里去，他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒雅各一样，因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。所以从一个仿佛已死的人就生出子孙，如同天上的星那样众多，海边的沙那样无数。这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
So what motivated Abraham through his obedient journey with God was that one day God will fulfill his promise and give him the true city which God is building to last forever.
而激励亚伯拉罕能够一直走在这顺服神的道路上，是因为有一天上帝会实现他的应许，给他一座真正的城，是神正在建造的，是永远长存的。
God didn't just ask Abraham to believe this. God is also asking you and me to believe this as well.
神不是只是要亚伯拉罕这样相信，上帝也要求我跟你，我们一起来相信。
This is what we believe as we also participate in the sacrifice of sharing God's message with those around us.
所以呢，这也是因为我们要参与与我们周围在一起分享神的福音所需要的一个牺牲。
We must constantly remind ourselves that God will one day fulfill His promise to us and give us a home in the city that He is building to last forever.
所以我们必须要时时刻刻记得，神有一天会实现他对我们的应许，就是他在他建造的圣城中为我们预备一个永存的家。
This is also what Jesus promised us.
这也是耶稣应许我们的。
He said that in his house were many rooms and he was going to prepare a place for us.
他说呢，在我父家有很多地方，我去为你们预备一个地方。
This is the Christian hope, to live with Jesus forever in his city.
这就是我们的基督徒的盼望，永远与耶稣住在一起，住在他的圣城里。
So we are on a journey, inviting others to join.
所以呢，我们踏上了旅途，也邀请其他人一起。
We are going somewhere, but we've not yet arrived.
我们要去某个地方，但是我们还没有到达。
So let's pull these parts of our Genesis journey together.
所以让我们来整合我们刚所谈这三个部分。
And let's shape them into God's personal call to mission.
来 来指向上帝对我们每个人的一个宣教的呼召。
First of all, the world we find ourselves is a barren place.
首先我们知道我们所处的这世界是一个荒芜贫瘠的地方。
And although we can see signs of the Creator all around us, the world is in desperate need of God's redemption.
虽然在我们四周我们可以看到上帝创世造物主的一个痕迹，但是这世界迫切的需要救赎。
Therefore, we must all take an active part in sharing Jesus with those around us.
因此我们必须要很积极的来参与，来传福音给我们四周围的人。
God called Abraham to be a light to the nations.
神呼召亚伯拉罕成为列国的光。
And Jesus has called us to go into the world and share his light.
而耶稣呼召我们进入世界，分享他的光。
That was his last and greatest commandment.
这就是他对我们最后也最伟大的一个使命。
Go into the world and make disciples. I will be with you always until the very end of the age.
你们要去使万民做我的门徒，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Jesus wants us to bring his new life into a barren world.
耶稣希望我们把他的新生命带入这一个贫瘠荒芜的世界。
But in order to succeed, we have to act on his command. We have to obey him.
但是要能够服从这个命令，我们就需要顺服他。
We have to do what he asks every day.
我们需要每天按照他的命令来做。
It requires constant, ongoing, daily obedience.
这样如此需要很持续的每天的顺服。
And just as Abraham had to get up and leave his home, so we must also leave our homes and share Jesus with those around us.
正如亚伯拉罕必须要离开他的家乡，我们也需要离开我们的家，与我们四周围人分享耶稣。
Some that we share with will be eternally grateful for our efforts.
我们传福音的对象呢，将永远的、永恒的感谢我们所做的。
Just like I am for the young man who shared the gospel with me.
就好像我感激那位我的朋友分享福音给我一样。
And finally, remember what Jesus said.
我要最后记得耶稣所说的。
I will be with you always, right up till the end.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Because Jesus knows that we need his help to make him known.
耶稣知道我们需要的帮助，才能够让别人认识耶稣。
So he's sticking with us. He's helping us share him.
所以他一直与我们同在，帮助我们来分享。
We're not on our own.
我们并不是单独的。
God will take our feeble words and our broken lives and he'll infuse them with his power as we share Jesus.
因为当我们分享耶稣的时候，神会将他的能力注入在我们这个软弱的话语跟我们破碎的生命中。
But we must be obedient.
但是我们必须要顺服。
We must open our lives and our mouths so that we can have God use them.
我们需要敞开我们的生命，张开我们的口，让上帝来用它。
Our journey with God lasts our whole life.
我们与神同行的旅程是这一生之久的。
It's a long chain of salvation passed from person to person.
这是一条很长的这个救赎的一个链接，从一个人连接到另外一个人。
It's passed from generation to generation.
这也是一代一代的相传。
And we are all called to participate, to trust God, and to obey God's call.
所以我们也都是被呼召来参与，是要信靠跟顺服神。
So this morning, please be encouraged by Abraham's example.
所以呢，今天真的是让我们从亚伯拉罕的榜样得到激励。
He was a simple man living in a barren situation.
他是一个很普通的人，但是活在一个非常贫瘠光这个荒芜的一个世界当中。
Who responded to God's call.
他回应了神的呼召。
And as a result, God made him the father of all who live by faith.
因此神使他成为所有因信而活之人的父亲。
And just as God was faithful to Abraham,
就像神对亚伯拉罕是信实的。
He will be faithful to you and to me as we obey him and as we share Jesus.
而当我们顺服他分享耶稣的时候，他也会对你我信实。
And if we are faithful to him, then we will know like Abraham did that God is not ashamed to be called our God, for he has prepared a city for us.
所以当我们忠心相信神，我们会知道像希伯来书十一章十六节的亚伯拉罕一样，所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经为他们预备一座城。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given us Abraham as an example.
我们在天上的神，我们感谢你赐给我们亚伯拉罕做一个榜样。
We remember that Jesus said that Abraham looked forward to my day and rejoiced.
我们记得耶稣说亚伯拉罕是期待着这个耶稣主的日子而这样子活。
And we look back to the day of Jesus.
而我们回看耶稣的日子。
And we rejoice.
而我们欢喜。
Because Father, we know in sending your Son, you have given us the perfect example of obedience.
因为当天父差遣独生子来到我们当中的时候，他展现是那样一个完美的一个顺服。
And by your Spirit, we have all that we need to make you known.
因着你的圣灵，我们有所有的我们需要知道的来做。
Help us to live obedient lives.
帮助我们过一个顺服的生活。
Coming out of barrenness and proclaiming your glory.
从那荒芜当中脱离出来，而来宣告你的恩典。
That this lost world will be redeemed.
让这个失丧的世界能够得到救赎。
That your glory will be revealed.
你的荣耀能够彰显。
And that we will see your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven.
我们会看到你的国度降临，如在地上，如同在天上。
For your glory, Father, and the glory of your kingdom.
为你的荣耀，你国度的荣耀。
May we continually live for you.
让我们继续为你而活。
In Jesus' name.
靠主的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you and God bless you.
谢谢，愿神祝福你。